WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning. We're starting to become a nice, bright, and sunny Tuesday morning. And we are joined now by Katie Green of the One South Coast Chamber. You are here, obviously, today to talk about the impending new season of Ted Lasso.
That's exactly it. One of our favorite shows, right? And just to see you, Tim.
Well, I appreciate that. It's always great to see you. But just real quick, before we get into why you're really here, are you excited for this, or do you think it should have just ended where it ended?
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
I'm excited for it because there are a few things I would have liked to see tied up, I think. So, yeah. And you know what else is coming out? I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Peaky Blinders is supposedly not only coming back for a movie, but another season.
You know, I've never watched it.
You have to watch it, Tim.
That's what
it's
I hear.
It's another good one.
That's
it's
what
another good
tell
one,
me.
But you know, we'll keep talking about Ted Lasso. We'll have to stay on top of it.
Well, that's the thing. I heard that they created this season just because we never followed through on our plan to make a podcast about it. So they created another season so that we could make the podcast.
Yeah, because that podcast, I don't know if the world is ready for our podcast, our Ted Lasso.
Well, they're going to get a taste of it today.
All right, let's do it.
Because it's us talking and it's sports related. So it's all going to kind of tie in together because you're here to talk about this upcoming Celebrity Scholarship Dinner. Now, before we get into the guest of honor, and we would just want to let everybody know that we are going to be giving away tickets for people to be able to go and attend this.
Yes, we are.
So, so keep that in mind. We're going to give that away at the end of the segment. So keep your phone handy. That's how you're going to call in. You're going to call in and be the right caller and win. But this is an annual event that always raises money for these scholarships. And it's probably one of the better events that I've ever attended because I've gone to a lot of like sports celebrity related things where it's, you know, it's a whole thing where, you can go and have dinner and sit and hear them talk. And then you want to go get an autograph, but you got to buy their book or you got to buy this or you got to buy that. And it turns into a whole, and you get moved along. You don't get time to talk with the people. And these dinners always have a totally different feel than that.
They do. So this is actually the Chamber's first annual doing it. It used to be run by UMass Dartmouth Center for Marketing Research. Mm-hmm. Dr. Nora Barnes, who was one of my professors when I was a marketing student at UMass Dartmouth, started the celebrity dinner in 2000, and they ran it for 20 years. COVID kind of put an end to it. The center ended up closing shortly thereafter. But I had the opportunity to attend the one in 2019 with Pedro Martinez, which was really, really cool. And I was looking forward to going to meet Paul Pierce the next year, but we all know what happened then. So a couple of years ago, maybe about a year and a half or so ago now, we were trying to think, what can we do to bring like a fresh, new, fun event to the Chamber? Because, Tim, you know, a lot of the events that the Chamber does is member-based. Mm-hmm. The majority of them are, with the exception of pretty much Chowder Fest. That's our big kind of community one. It's a little tourism-driven at the same time. So we said, what can we do that will be fun? We can get people from the community to attend and make it a really great event. So we started talking. We said, hey, that celebrity dinner that UMass Dartmouth used to do was really incredible. I wonder if we could bring it back. So we reached out to Dr. Barnes, who not only gave us her blessing, but all of her institutional knowledge from who I needed to contact to book the celebrity.
Right, the Rolodex is the most important thing in that regard. Yeah.
I got her little black book, and that's what got the ball rolling. So, it ran for 20 years. This will technically be 21, but it'll be the Chamber's first time doing it.
And now you're continuing that tradition of all of the great people that got a scholarship from this and are now giving back, are now part of the business community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My friend Shannon was actually a student there, and she received a scholarship. She later went on to work for the Center for Marketing Research up until it closed. And she has been, shout out Shannon, she has been instrumental as well. And anytime I have a question, I'm like, hey, what did you guys do about this? Or do you have any ideas about that? And within minutes, I'm getting multiple texts from her with all kinds of information that I need. So we're just very grateful to Dr. Barnes, to Shannon for not only giving us their blessing, but to help us along the way. And we're excited that they're going to be our guests that night. So they'll get to come and actually not have to run the event and be able to sit back and enjoy.
So this is going to be not just, you know, a dinner and an event and a conversation, all that. This is going to be an investment in the business future of the South Coast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So so the event, it's a fundraiser for the chamber, for future scholarships as well. We will be giving out scholarships that night. And then this will help us build a fund to continue to do it in the years to come.
So, and of course, now the important part is the celebrity guest of honor this year is former Red Sox center fielder and former Yankee center fielder in Oakland A, Johnny Damon.
Yeah.
So he's going to be there and I think people who have gone and heard celebrities speak before, like you have kind of a preconceived notion about what it is that they're, you know, they're up at a podium and it's stiff and it's, but that's not what these dinners have ever been about. It's always been about, you know, a fun kind of back and forth conversation. And it's, I can't imagine that you would ever get a stiff formal conversation with Johnny Damon anyway.
No, I don't think so at all. We're going to do like a fireside chat type of thing. So our CEO, he's a big baseball guy, which certainly helps the situation. And Johnny's going to come up after dinner. We'll start the program and he's going to introduce himself a little bit. And then he and Mike, our CEO, are going to have like just a regular boys chat about baseball and what it was like for Johnny growing up and becoming a Major League Baseball star.
I can tell you, you know, so as somebody who grew up as a huge Celtics fan, mm-hmm. and knew the history of the Celtics, but then also got a chance to cover the Celtics and be in the locker room and talk to some of the legends and interview them, spend time with Red Auerbach and all that kind of stuff. I saw Bill Russell like so many times in the hallway and had like brief conversations with him and things, but nothing was better than when I went to this dinner and Bill Russell was the guest. And it was just like spending time with a friend.
Right.
And you really got to know this person as a person and experience their journey kind of through their eyes. So you're going to get that in addition to a fantastic dinner as well, because
right.
it's the Venus de Milo. So you know the food is good.
Right. And you're going to be contributing to scholarships for these local South Coast students. We were talking before the show, Tim. We had a Zoom with Johnny and he was so down to earth, you know, because sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get with certain celebrities. And not that we thought that Johnny was not going to be like that, but it was just so cool to be on the Zoom with him. And he's, you know, he's talking like you and I talk about Ted Lasso. Just so down to earth. And he says he's, you know, really excited to come and meet everyone. So,
and again, this is something where it's not just dinner and a speech either. You're going to get the chance to meet Johnny. You're going to get a chance to get something signed and things like that.
And we also have a live silent auction that's going to be going on. We have some really great donations from it, one of whom, Lula Du, who owns Axis Bats in Fall River, who provides bats. He creates these bats that are used in the MLB. He is generously donating, I believe it's 6 bats that are going to be, they've been replicated to be the exact bat that Johnny used during his MLB career. We reached out to Johnny and we said, hey, can you give us the model and the specs? I'm a baseball girl, but I didn't even know that there were all these very specific details about bats, down to the color of what his bat looked like. So Lou has custom made 6 of these for us, and they're going to be engraved, and then Johnny's going to sign them. So that'll be part of our silent auction. We're going to be raffling off a signed Red Sox, not Yankees, Red Sox Johnny Damon jersey. We're going to have some baseballs and some other Red Sox memorabilia. So there'll be a lot of opportunities to get some very special items. And then we'll have the headshots as well that Johnny will be autographing.
So it sounds like it's going to be the perfect night for any baseball fan, if they're a Red Sox fan or a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
I guess Yankees fans can be invited as well.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've been saying this, everyone I've talked to, we have to share the love, even though, you know, we're Boston sports fans. There's a lot of New York fans around here, mm-hmm. a lot of Yankees fans. So we gotta spread the love, and all are welcome.
And that's why he's actually the perfect person to come and speak, because he can speak to both audiences.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, there'll be some you know, Yankee sucks chants in the crowd, and it'll go back and forth, but you're going to get really good stories. And I'd be more interested in hearing stories about when he was in New York than when he was in Boston, because it's such a different atmosphere there, you know, playing for that team, having to cut his hair and having to shave off his beard. And, you know, those are the stories that I think would be, you know, even more interesting, because then you get to sit back and say, yeah, I was right. The Yankees are a bunch of jerks. Yeah. They do make you do all that, although not anymore.
Yeah. And it would definitely be cool to hear his point of view on those things. And he had said, you know, when we were talking to him a few weeks ago and we mentioned, hey, there's a lot of Yankees fans. I mean, he knows that. He played in Boston for how many years, you know? And he said, I'm used to being loved and hated at the same time. So he's a good sport. He's a really good sport.
And as I said to you off the air, it was a really nice move of him to go to the Yankees, you know, with the foresight that someday he might come and speak at the Venus de Milo for the Chamber, and, you know, then he could appeal to both fan bases.
What a guy. I mean, he was just thinking 20 years ahead, which is incredible.
It worked out well. And I think one of the things that people... I said this the other day, and I still think that it's true, even though I know, you know, some people might feel differently. He's one of the few people that gets the pass for going to New York because he delivered a championship here. I don't think people are as critical of him as they might be Boggs or Clemens or even Ellsbury. You know, I think he got a lot of hate.
Oh, he was my guy. I loved Jacoby.
But I think Johnny Damon, just being the guy that he was, people are like, Johnny Bean Johnny.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I've been, you know, putting some promo videos together. And I've pulled a lot of from the 03 when they were playing it in the final games in 03 and then the 04 World Series. And it's just, you get that feeling. Like, it takes you right back to when they won in 04 and that feeling that it's palpable, right? Where you can't believe it after, 86 years, this curse has been reversed, the curse, right? It's been broken. And the energy and the excitement. And what a time. What a time to be alive. What a time for baseball. I hope that energy is still there when we see him.
It's hard to believe, too, that it's been about a quarter of the time since they won to now as it was how long it had been since they'd won before.
Oh, that's a scary number to think about.
You don't like to put it in that perspective.
No.
But, and also because they've won some championships since then. But it really was. Like, I still remember that night very vividly, as I'm sure most people do.
Yeah.
We were at a comedy show in Providence. My ex-wife was a huge Last Comic Standing fan, loved Gary Gulman.
Yeah.
So we went to go see, it was him and a couple of other comedians from the show. And he gets on last and he cuts his set short. After like 20, 30 minutes, whatever it was, and he goes, sorry, I know I should do the whole show, but I've been waiting my whole life for this night, and I'm going to go watch the rest of the game.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so he left this, and that gave everybody else permission to get up and go home and watch the rest of the game. So,
wow. And were people mad?
No, not a single person was mad. They were all happy that they could leave, because I think they were all kind of there against their will at that point. Like, I bought these tickets. I didn't know this was going to happen.
Right.
And then I got home, and my son was like 4 months old at the time, and I'm bringing him out of the... I'm like, you got to be in the room for this.
Absolutely.
And he's like, I don't care. I'm a baby. But, you know, it's just one of those kind of days. And you can relive all of that with Johnny on May 20th.
Yeah, at Venus de Milo in Swansea.
So how can people get tickets if they're interested?
So right now we're doing a flash sale, Tim. So tickets are available at onesouthcoast.com/celebritydinner. And tickets are $50 off now with the flash sale if you use code celebrity at checkout. So that is per ticket. So there's no limit on that.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So if you're the boss, if you own a company and you're thinking, how can I reward my employees? Go get a table, right?
Right. Yep. Tables are discounted too, down from $1,500 to $1,000. And if you want to purchase a table, you can use code CELEBRITY1010.
Oh, there you go. Yep. So, and you can actually, you know, get the chance again to meet Johnny, get something signed, hear these stories, have a fantastic dinner. What's on the menu, do you know?
Chicken francais.
That sounds
good. Which is, according to my friend Monty at the Venus, that's a very popular item. I said, what are we doing? He said, we're doing the chicken francais. I said, okay. But it's three courses. So we've got a salad, the chicken francais, and then dessert. So
there you go.
Yeah.
And again, onesouthcoast.org, if people want
to... .com. onesouthcoast.com/celebritydinner.
And when you do go and you take lots of photos, make sure you post them all up on social media and tag the chamber in it.
Yes,
and
hashtag onesouthcoast, hashtag onesouthcoastchamber.
Think about how jealous all your friends are going to be when you have the selfie with Johnny Damon up on your social media.
I'm excited. That's what I can't wait. I can't wait for him just to... show up there. And
I'll say, I'm going to be expecting a lot of photos from you.
You're going to get them. Yeah.
And of course, if you want to go for free. We're going to be giving away tickets in just a couple minutes.
We sure are.
But before we let you go, I want to ask you about some of the other things that the Chamber has going on.
Yeah, so we're kind of, summer gets a little quiet for us, but that doesn't mean there aren't things happening behind the scenes. So we have our legislative luncheon coming up on June 6th, and that's going to be one of the last events we do before we kind of take a little quiet July break while we prepare for Chowderfest. You know, what's today? May 6th. And Chowderfest is going to be here before we know it. Tim, you're a former Chowderfest judge.
I was, yeah.
So we're doing it on Columbus Day weekend again this Saturday. It's going to be October 11th at City Pier 3 in New Bedford, Black Whale parking lot. And we always have a great time. Last year we had the most incredible weather. It was gorgeous weather. I think the year before when you judged, it was a little rainy that year, maybe.
You know what? I don't remember.
But
I had a lot of cocktails. So
yes. Oh yeah, we got our friend Jonathan Pogash from Cocktail Guru. He's always serving up great stuff. And Moby Dick in Buzzards Bay. Actually, last year we had the fun morning show on. They were our celebrity judges. So TBD on who we're going to have this year. We've got to figure that out.
I did give them some grief, and I said, you know, you guys have no culinary experience. I've made chowder. You guys made chowder.
That's right.
And by made, I mean I opened up a bag of Blount and dumped it into a pot.
And Blount, who was our title sponsor? It's the Blount Fine Foods New Bedford Seaport Chowder Fest. So thank you, Blount.
So you definitely have to check that out if you've never been. It's a fantastic event, as will be May 20th at Venus de Milo. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that right now. We're going to give them to caller, what's a good number? Should we go? I usually go with 7.
We can go with 7. I was going to say we can go with 18 for Johnny's number, but that might take a long time. So let's go with 7.
All right.
Lucky
number
7.
We'll go with 7.
Okay.
So caller 7 at 508-996-0500. You are going to this dinner for free, and you're going to get the chance to meet Johnny Damon, have some fantastic food, and hopefully get some of your friends to buy some tickets and go along with you as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to give away 2 tickets, Tim, so they can bring a friend.
Yeah, but they can.
But we want you to buy more.
They can get all their friends to go with them.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, their friends are just going to get jealous that they were
will.
There and they weren't.
We can't have that.
So 508-996-0500. Caller 7 wins a free pair of tickets to the Celebrity Scholarship Dinner happening May 20th at the Venus de Milo. One more time, tell everybody where they can get tickets, though, if they want to buy them.
OneSouthCoast.com/celebritydinner. Use code CELEBRITY for $50 off.
All right, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to get our winner. We'll come back with the news in just a few moments.
Some illegals may soon start self-deporting. The papal conclave begins tomorrow, and President Trump posing tariffs on movies made outside of America.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump calling for 100% tariff on films produced outside of America and imported into the States. Trump made those comments on Truth Social Media on Sunday to announce that he had instructed the Department of Commerce and the U.S. Trade Representative to immediately begin the process of instituting the tariffs. He cited nonspecific national security threats and said, quote, "We want movies made in America again." A possible security breach being investigated by a communications app seen being used by former National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. The company that owns Telemessage said it acted quickly and suspended all services. Waltz appeared to be seen using the app in a picture last week during a cabinet meeting. Catholic cardinals are preparing to select a new pope this week. Once the conclave begins tomorrow, the 133 cardinals taking part in the election will remain behind closed doors in the Sistine Chapel until a candidate for pope receives 2/3 majority vote. Conclaves historically last about 4 days. The Trump administration is offering $1,000 to illegal immigrants if they self-deport using a government app. President Trump addressed the program yesterday while speaking at the White House.
What we thought we'd do is a self-deport, where we're going to pay each one a certain amount of money, and we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from.
The Department of Homeland Security said the payments will be made after their return has been confirmed. The app's webpage estimates that once approved, undocumented migrants would typically depart the U.S. within 3 weeks. Those who submit their intent to voluntarily self-deport will also be deprioritized for detention and removal ahead of their departure. A coalition of attorneys general suing the Trump administration over cuts to the Department of Health and Human Services. The coalition includes attorneys general in 19 states and the District of Columbia, who are seeking to stop restructuring overseen by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They argue the effort has gutted the agency with the elimination of 10,000 employees and the closure of half of regional offices, causing significant harm for the plaintiff states. Many air traffic controllers in Philadelphia who control the airspace at Newark Liberty International Airport are apparently out on approved trauma leave. Their union, the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, says those federal workers did not walk off the job, but their absence is wreaking havoc in Newark.
I was delayed getting in here on United, and I'm getting delayed getting out of here on JetBlue.
The union says that the air traffic controllers suffered a nightmarish experience on April 28th, in which they had no eyes or ears on planes for about 90 seconds, the result of which a radar and communications blackout was caused by a fried copper wire. There have been 400 flight cancellations and 2,000 delays at Newark since Friday. Jury selection in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial continues today in Manhattan.
The judge provided a brief description of the charges the 55-year-old music mogul is facing, including prostitution, racketeering, and coercing women into videotaped sex performances he called freak-offs. The Harlem-born rapper says he's innocent and claims any group sex was consensual. Several jurors were dismissed who said they'd seen video of Combs beating up his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, who's expected to testify. If convicted, Combs could face life behind bars. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Wall Street closed lower yesterday to start the new week. Kristen Marks has the details.
Stocks finished in the red as investors await developments on potential tariff deals between the U.S. and other countries. The S&P 500 snapped a nine-day winning streak with the Federal Reserve set to begin a two-day policy meeting tomorrow. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 98 points. The S&P 500 fell 36 points. The NASDAQ lost 133 points.
The number of Americans who say stocks or mutual funds are the best long-term investment is declining.
According to a Gallup survey, 16% of adults say stocks or mutual funds are the best long-term investment, compared to 22% of people who held this view around the same time last year. The poll was conducted in the first 2 weeks of April when President Trump announced sweeping tariffs that sent the stock market on a nosedive. Despite the drop in favorability, the survey found gold had a slight uptick in popularity this year, with 23% saying it's the best long-term investment, which is up from 18% last April. I'm Brian Shook.
WBSM Sports.
The Knicks took game one over the Seas in overtime last night, 108-105. Game two is at the Garden tomorrow night, and the Red Sox host the Rangers tonight at Fenway at 6:45.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Waking up to dense patchy fog in spots on this Tuesday morning, so take it easy as you're heading out on the roads as visibility could be low at times. Now, as we move throughout the morning, we're also looking at some scattered showers here across the South Coast. And then after a little break in the afternoon, temperatures today along the coast around 60 degrees. As you head a little further inland, we get up into the mid-60s in the afternoon. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Although, now that we're back on air, I'll say this on the air, Katie Greene. I can't stand Sweet Caroline.
Tim!
Can you believe that? I used to like the song until Red Sox fans ruined it for me.
What?
I know.
That's like blasphemy.
I know. I get it. But it's like, I also don't like the sound of kids singing. So, you know, what's wrong with me?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to argue with you on that one.
Like Kids Bop? No.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Throw that
terrible.
Stuff in the trash.
That's terrible.
Speaking of which, we'll be giving away tickets to Kids Bop coming up soon. We actually will. In the next couple of weeks, sure. I want to say congratulations to Shawneen. She was the winner. She's going to be going to meet Johnny Damon, and she's going to be having a great meal, the Venus de Milo. You could be joining her by going to onesouthcoast.com/celebritydinner and purchasing your tickets. One of the things that I want to let you know about, because we are on the verge of Mother's Day here, and I know that there's some people like me who, you know, it took me a long time to figure out what to get my mom, where she was, I think, happy with what I gave her. And that's now every year I give her a gift card to Lowe's.
Oh.
Because they always need something at the house. And I think she likes it, but I'm not sure. My dad said she just bought a refrigerator last week with like 100 gift cards that she'd been saving up. So
I'd say that's good.
I hope she likes it. But you know what? This year I think I want to get her something a little more personal as well.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to stop by the potting bench, because you can show your mom just how much she means to you with a gift from Potting Bench Florists and Gifts. You can find stunning floral arrangements, fresh cut stems, lush European garden baskets, hanging plants, gifts, and more. You can order by phone, online, or stop by and let Danielle and the team help you choose something truly unforgettable. Order soon and make sure that your flowers make it onto their delivery truck. You can contact Potting Bench Florists and Gifts today or just visit them to Sarah's Way inside the CVS Plaza right down the street here in Fairhaven. And they're going to be open Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 3 for pickup only. So you got until then to get in there and get your gift, and then they'll have everything ready for pickup on Saturday and Sunday. But I'm looking forward to, you know, walking in and being like, I need something. I don't want to do the work of figuring it out myself.
Yeah.
I used to do the Willow Tree Angels.
Oh, yeah. Those were then, big for a long time.
Yeah. And then my mom was buying shelves, and I was like, well, now I'm just making more work for you because now you got to buy. So go in there and they'll find you the perfect gift. So with this person, I think, keeps calling, trying to win. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, were you trying to win?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry, we already got our winner.
Oh, okay.
But that's all right. There's still tickets available if you want to purchase them too. So
with a discount.
Thanks.
All right. You have a good day.
Yep. Bye bye.
And I mean, see, there you go. Look at all those people. We didn't even ask them if they're Red Sox fans or Yankees fans. All those people were calling in. And they were happy to try to win. So, see, we're bringing fan bases together, Katie.
That's all we can ask for, Tim.
And, you know, I think in the end, when a player retires, you know, I think you just have respect for the player and for their career.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sure if, you know, Andy Pettit came or, you know, I don't want to put ideas in your head and start getting you to book Yankees for the future. But, you know, you bring in Pettit, Jeter, any of those guys, you're going to get a ton of Red Sox fans that would show up because they're going to be respectful. So maybe these Yankees fans are showing up because they're respectful of what happened with the Red Sox.
Maybe they are.
You don't need to boo them when they show up in their Yankees hats.
No.
And it's not going to turn into that.
No, it won't.
I would say when I was there for the Bill Walton one too, and you had, you know, Lakers fans in attendance that were like, doesn't matter. Or like, you're still the coolest guy ever.
Getting to see a legend.
They didn't care about the fact that he played for the Celtics and the fact that even though he only played for the Celtics for, you know, a season really, he had no problem talking for hours about how much he loved them.
Yeah.
I called him for a story for the Standard Times on it, and it was like 3 hours on the phone.
No kidding.
With him just talking about the Boston Celtics. And the editor told me I had, you know, in the newspaper, they give you column inches instead of word count. And I was told I had like 18 column inches and I turned in like 57 or something. And the editor was like, I can't run all this. And then as he's reading it, he goes, this is all really good stuff. I was like, I know. I didn't know where to cut out what he was telling me because he was just, and that's, you know, when athletes are looking back on their careers and they're able to put it in perspective, that's when you get those really good stories. Because in the moment, you know, when you're in the locker room or clubhouse interviewing them after the game, all the magnitude of things hasn't sunk in yet. It's later on when they've retired and they've had the chance to think back about those moments and say, you know what, that was the best time of my life.
Right.
And the events that I've attended have been up there with the best times of my life. That Bill Russell night, I'd put it top five of all the days I've ever lived in my
life.
That's
incredible. Are you on Office? Do you watch The Office?
I've never watched The Office.
Tim.
I know. I'm disappointing you with my TV viewing habits. I know.
I'm changing my opinion of you today. I was going to say, there's a great quote at the end of The Office where Andy Bernard says, I wish there was a way to, I'm paraphrasing, I'm going to mess it up, but basically, I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days while they're happening. I totally hacked that quote up, but essentially, that's what it is. You look back and you're like, wow, those really were the good old days, and I didn't realize it at the time.
And when you look at the way, you know, and kind of Johnny Damon played at the time when baseball was still one of the more popular sports.
Yeah.
You know, and certainly Red Sox Nation was tops still then. The Patriots were only just starting to overtake things. Mm-hmm. So you were walking around this city even before you won a championship, you know, as a superstar, and then you deliver that title, and the joke is you'll never pay for a meal again in Boston, but I mean, I bet you he's never had to pay for a meal again in Boston.
You're right. I bet you're right. And I mean, the thing is, I guess we're a little biased, right? But there's nothing like Boston sports. I just feel like it's a different vibe, mm-hmm. right? Like, you go to Fenway Park, there's nothing like going to Fenway Park and seeing a game. You can go to other parks, but there's something about Fenway. It's just that the energy. And same thing if you go to a Celtics game or a Bruins or the Pats or whatever. It's the energy in the room. Or is it because all New England fans are just crazy?
I think we've built up an atmosphere around it. So it's not just about, you know, the teams and the performance that they give you on the field or on the court or whatever. It's about the way that we receive them and the way that we treat them. And I don't know if you've been watching the Celtic City documentary on Max.
No, I haven't watched that one yet.
It's really good. Yeah. And, you know, you get people that talk about, like, just how different it is playing, you know, these people coming in to play in Boston. It felt different because of the fan base. And certainly, like with the Old Garden, and Fenway Park is very similar to a lot of the players that come and play. It's like you're right on top of them.
Yeah.
And so, like, and you see it all the time. Like, you can't go up and catch a ball without a fan being right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the equivalent of being ringside at boxing. You know, you're right there getting the sweat on you all the time, and or the blood on you. And that's what they're experiencing when they come here. These other players, you add in the passion that we have on top of that, and it just makes it crazy. I remember when the Celtics were starting to turn, you know, then the Fleet Center, when they turned it into the jungle. Like, when it started to develop that mentality, mm-hmm. and you started to hear other players from other teams picking up on that and be like, yeah, we don't want to have to come back to the jungle and sit amongst these rabid fans. So it does matter. And you get to be there on May 20th with a bunch of other rabid New England sports fans.
Right. May 20th, Venus.
But also in a much more relaxed environment because there's no game on the line here.
Right.
So
You're just going to chill, have a great meal, and listen to Johnny talk. And he's charming. He was very charming.
I was going to say, like, when he was a player, I think, you know, a lot of people look back. Of course, 2004 were the idiots. And that was, I think, was he was a major player in coming up with that mentality of everybody.
I think it might have been Kevin Millar.
He was the one that dubbed them. Yeah.
Did you watch the Netflix doc about
him?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, but like Damon was the one that was the season before bringing in some of that mindset of, guys, it's just a game.
Yeah.
Like, why are we taking, like, of course we want to win. We want to take it seriously, but we play a kid's game and we're paid a lot of money to do it. Like, let's just go out and have fun.
Have fun.
And that was that, and bringing in Ortiz, that was kind of like the mentality change,
mm-hmm.
because everybody was so uptight about baseball in this city and in this region that they kind of turned it on its head and said, let's just go out there and have a good time. And that's when you start to win.
Right. Take the pressure off.
And you see that happen with other teams too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's funny because now that mindset has become the blueprint of what other teams do when they say, let's just go out there and have fun. Yeah. They point to the 2004 Red Sox.
Yeah.
So
incredible.
And I'm sure he'll have much better ways of recounting it than I am.
You're doing a really great job. I would pay to come see you at a celebrity dinner, Tim.
Well, you just have to lower the prices quite a bit for that, I think.
$10? $10 a person?
$10 might be even a little bit pricey. I mean, are you going to throw it? Did they get a drink with it too? They get dinner and an alcoholic beverage? Because then it might work.
For you?
To hear me speak.
I think we can work.
Yeah, we got to liquor them up a little bit for them to like it. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in with any questions for Katie. We'll be right back. All right, hey, what are you doing for lunch today? You want to go to Brack's Grill and Tap? Well, I can't go. I have a meeting. But you can go to Brack's Grill and Tap, whether it be going to their Taunton location, their Brockton location, or you can go to the new Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. They have a great lunch menu starting at just $12.99 Monday through Friday. You can grab a half pizza and salad combo, the Saucy Bird chicken sandwich, or their pasta of the day. Plus, they have their famous brisket chili, Portuguese kale soup, or their classic clam chowder. Maybe we need to get them into Chowder Fest, Katie.
Maybe.
And, of course, don't forget Brack's famous bourbon bacon burger. It's all on tap at Brack's Grill and Tap, and you can find out more by going to bracksgrillandtap.com. Make sure you follow each one of their restaurants on Facebook, too. They're always doing different types of events and specials. So you can find Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton, Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton, and Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. Got to take one final break, and we'll come back and wrap things up.
And you can,
you can run the whole show. All right, stay tuned for Chris McCarthy. He's coming your way with South Coast Now. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, too, while we're talking sports, next Thursday we're going to be joined by Joe Andruzzi, former Patriots lineman. We're going to talk about a couple of events he has coming up to help with his foundation, which, of course, goes toward families that are